Good evening, and welcome to the second offering of Scratched Up Radio Theater, a locally produced show on listener-supported KKRN 88.5 FM. I am Terry Orwig, your host for the evening. This evening, we will fill the time by offering two shorter works. The first, Matthew and Malachi, was written by Jonessa Britton of Redding, California. If you look over there, to your right, and about halfway up the block, you can see Matthew, a Catholic priest, sitting on a bench on the porch of a charming home on Staten Island. He is awaiting the arrival of Malachi, a rabbi and friend. They are meeting to discuss the wedding ceremony of a young couple that they are to co-officiate. The families are in the house waiting.
Malachi, what a pleasure to see you again.
Matthew, my thoughts exactly.
How long has it been? 3 years, maybe?
Yes, 3 years since my Esther passed. Thank you for coming to the service and staying with me. Got mighty lonely after everyone was gone.
It was an honor to sit with you. Does it still hurt, Malachi?
The hurt goes away little at a time, one day at a time. But the loneliness never stops. The hurt is less and less, but the loneliness is more and more.
I'm so sorry. So, we're doing this wedding together, hmm? Ever done a Catholic-Jewish wedding before?
No.
Me neither. I guess we should get together a few days before the wedding and write us a script, huh?
Good idea. Let's meet at Duffy's.
Shall we go into the house?
No, Matthew. Can we just sit a bit? It's a nice day. It's going to be hot soon.
Sure thing.
How long have you known the Narducci family?
They've been coming to my parish as long as I've been there, going on 17 years. Nice Catholic family. I enjoy them. Paul is a good boy, make a great husband. Mrs. Narducci is the mayor, did you know that? No. She always wears a black business suit every time I see her. I wonder if she's going to be wearing it to the wedding. And how long have you known the Schwartzbaums?
Like you. Seems like I've known them forever. Their daughter, Lila, the bride-to-be, I've known her since she was born. Her sister, too.
What about her parents? Good people?
Yeah, no complaints. Except maybe one.
Yes?
Well, how can I explain the bride's mother, Mrs. Schwartzbaum? You know that actress, Fran Drescher? The one who played the nanny on TV?
Yeah, I know who you mean.
Well, take Fran Drescher, multiply her times 10, and you've got Mrs. S.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I had to take a Xanax before coming over here. That's why I wanted to sit a minute, let it kick in before we jump into the fray.
I see what you mean. I had a Bud Light before coming over.
You drank a beer and then drove over here?
No, I walked. Parish is only a few blocks from here. Besides, I need the exercise. You're getting kind of podgy, Malachi, if you don't mind me saying. Do you exercise?
Yeah. I exercise every time my daughter and son-in-law call me to rag on me for not exercising. While I'm listening to them both talk at the same time, my heart rate goes up and I break into a sweat. That's plenty of exercise. I've been meaning to ask you how a good Catholic Irish boy like you got the name Johnson.
My great-grandmother, Rosie O'Reilly, married a farmer named John Johnson, and they moved to Iowa. That's where I grew up, farm in Iowa. Wasn't much fun for me. Couldn't wait to get out.
I didn't know they had Catholics in Iowa.
Oh, a few. But none where I grew up. Small farming community called Grand River. East of nothing and south of nowhere. Drove 50 miles round trip twice a week to go to Mass.
How'd you end up on Staten Island?
Went to college. Did some missionary work and then decided to become a priest. They sent me here after a few different churches here and there.
Where did you do your missionary work?
Kansas.
Now I'm sorry.
Tell me, my mother still lives on the farm. She gets up at 5 a.m. to feed the chickens. I miss her, but I don't miss Iowa, the state of three C's.
Three C's?
Cows, corn, and casseroles. My mother still makes a mean casserole. We used to call her the queen of casseroles. She could make a meal out of a can of corn and lunch meat. Swear it. Cross my heart. God, I love it here.
You don't have to tell him.
What? I wasn't so much telling him as I was... Oh, Jesus, never mind. What about you, Malachi? Where are you from?
Right here. Born and raised. Never left, except if you count the time I did in boot camp and then a year in Nam.
I didn't know you were in the war. How was that? Sorry. I didn't mean to say it that way.
It wasn't good. I did some things that I try to forget and can't. Man's inhumanity to man. I participated in that. Saw things I thought I'd never see. Did things I thought I'd never do. I guess it's one of the reasons I became a rabbi. The atonement thing. Hope it's working. Is something on your mind, Matthew?
Yeah, there is. Can I talk to you about it? Not many folks would understand. No Catholics, anyway.
Well, go ahead. Speak your piece.
I've had this thought rolling around in my head for quite a while. Where do I start? This heaven and hell thing. So darn black and white. You either go up or you go down. Now, what if there were different degrees of heaven and hell?
Go on.
What if heaven and hell had different levels? Like a 10-story building? You get on the elevator on floor number 5, and then the elevator operator...
God.
Yes, maybe God. Maybe a second in command. Anyway, depending on how you've lived your life, helped others, sacrificed for others, you know, then you would be judged and sent to the appropriate floor.
Example?
Okay. Say we've got that 10-story place. On the top floor, the penthouse. You've got your traditional angels and harps and lots of ice and free internet access. And up there is Mother Teresa and Mahatma Gandhi. People like that.
And Esther.
And Esther.
And on the bottom floor?
Basement. In the basement, you have your fire and your brimstone, your Hitlers and your Mansons. Lots of heat. And nothing to eat except grilled cheese sandwiches and warm Kool-Aid. Unfortunately, it's a lot more crowded in the basement.
I see. What about, let's say, Mel Gibson?
Mel Gibson? What brought up that name?
I don't know. It just popped into my head.
I don't know about him, but the elevator operator knows everything. I imagine he'd be in like a 6 or a 7. Now, people who show their private parts on Twitter would never be higher than a 6. Maybe less, but never more.
Do you ever do that?
What? Show my private parts on Twitter?
No. Twitter, Facebook, that stuff.
Had a Facebook account once, but canceled it. Too many prayer requests. I spent all my time saying prayers and not enough time on the golf course. Oh, yeah. And texting while driving gets you no further than floor number 6. So, Malachi, taking that into consideration, what floor do you think you'd end up on?
Well, first you should know the Jews believe in neither heaven nor hell. When you're dead, you're dead. But I'm liking this idea of yours, Matthew. I always thought that because of Vietnam, I'd end up with Hitler in the basement, if I were to believe, mind you. Now I'm thinking 7 or 8. Thank you, Matthew. I feel better about this. I've tried to be a good man, a good husband and father.
We really should go in. I think they're all waiting for us. Your Xanax doing you okay now? You ready?
I'm fine now. But Matthew, You have to promise me you'll never leave my side.
You kidding?
No, Grandma Schwartzbaum has a crush on me. And when we're in the same room, she won't leave me alone. Promise me you'll stick to me like glue.
Okay, but what if I have to go to the bathroom?
I'll go with you.
Tonight's cast includes Craig Boyer as Matthew and Regan Regan as Malachi. Directed by Elsie Ritchie, engineered by Bobby Tryon. And now for our next short play of Scratched Up Radio Theater. The Troublemaker by Bill Seymour, who lived in Redding, California. The scene is a lawn beneath a fully leafed maple tree. A woman is sitting on the lawn next to a man who is lying down. Harry is mature, but not old. He has no idea of where he is, and he is confused and anxious. The woman, she, is about the same age. She dresses and does her hair like a hippie. Her job is to introduce Harry to heaven. Good morning, Harry. How are you feeling?
Good morning. Oh, come on over here.
Harry, that's not part of my job. It's time to wake up.
Damn. Whoa. Who are you? Where am I? Am I?
Yes, Harry, you are deceased and you're in heaven. Congratulations. Didn't you see the sign on the way in?
What sign?
The one that says, Welcome to Heaven. It's right before the pearly gates.
I'm trying to remember last night. Did I pick you up at Ernie's? Are you the one who gave me the pink pills?
I wasn't into pills or bars. Are you sure you didn't see the sign?
I didn't see any damned sign. Can I get into trouble?
No, no. You can say anything you want. She knows you're just kidding.
She?
Yes. Isn't it wonderful? My big sister runs heaven.
Your big sister?
She is such a great sister. The best one I could ever have.
But what about us men? The big guy?
You men have had your way. Way too long.
Not me.
You especially. You are dangerous. I knew the moment I saw you.
How's anyone dangerous in heaven? Particularly when your big sister is making the rules.
Harry, I've been doing this a long time. I know men. You don't change just because you've arrived in heaven. And you, especially you, we'll be happy to know that we don't have any rules, although most people seem to want them. They want to be told what to do, when to do it, how to do it. They'd be happy if there were stop-and-go signs. Oh, I apologize. We should have a video. Save me from going through the rule thing. Sometimes I just get tired of it. I shouldn't, I know.
Who are you?
I'm your official greeter. I've been assigned to help you become acclimated.
What?
It's okay, Harry. Would you like something? I don't have any coffee, but I do have a full assortment of decaffeinated teas.
No thanks. What do you mean, become acclimated? I don't even know where I am. This is weirder than any trip I've ever been on.
Almost everyone is confused and disoriented when they arrive. I mean, how could you not be? It's like the biggest trip you'll ever take. But don't worry,
You're one of us, whether you like it or not, or whether you wanted to be here or not. And my job is simply to help you, which is what I'm attempting to do.
What sign? I really don't know where I am. You say I'm in heaven, but I could be in Kansas for all I know. The last thing I remember is I made this decision to let go of whatever I was hanging on to, and suddenly I'm here. And I didn't see any damned sign.
I wish they'd do something about that. I've told them several times, but they just say they'll get to it. Kind of lackadaisical, if you ask me. Well, I volunteered for this job. I wanted to meet people and to be helpful. So anyway, you'll find that if you just let it happen, so to speak, you'll be comfortable. And that's our goal. We want you to be comfortable. Whoever you are, however you are.
That's nice. Do you have a business card or something?
I'm sorry. They don't give us those. Although you're right, it would be handy. Especially when someone doesn't see the damn sign.
Okay. Assuming I'm in heaven and there aren't any rules. Why do I need you, Miss Official Greeter?
Well, being here isn't quite what people expect anymore.
What are you talking about? Looks pretty heavenly to me.
Sometimes it just takes people a while to adjust. That's all.
Adjust to what?
To everything. We don't have any wars or diseases or taxes or divorce. There are no conflicts, no feuds. Well, maybe a few little ones. No one honks their horn because you don't take off as soon as the light turns green. No one expects anything of you, like you should be able to make pie just because your mother was the best pie maker in the county. You can be anything you want.
I can be a freelance journalist, traveling the world, having adventures with beautiful women.
Anything you desire.
That's what I always wanted to do. Go into dangerous situations, find out the truth, tell the story.
Where does the beautiful woman come in?
Well, maybe in the middle of the dangerous situation. She could even be part of it.
Did it ever happen that way for you?
Well, I had a tricky real estate deal once with a leggy blonde. I guess you could say I specialized in nice properties. Played golf on the weekends. So I have another chance? Is that what this is all about?
If that's what you want.
I like this better all the time.
I do too. And my job is to help you explore your possibilities. Actualize your desires. Maximize your eternity.
Wow. Anything I desire?
Well, that depends.
On what?
On us.
Who is us?
You, me, what we want.
I always thought it was a motorcycle trip across the country. But that was when I worked in a job detrimental to my imagination.
Alone?
Excuse me?
On the motorcycle.
Maybe not. Wait a minute. That's what's wrong. Where are all the people who are supposed to be here?
This is the part where you are going to have to stretch your imagination, damaged as it is, Harry. It's much more crowded than you think.
Crowded? There's us and our tree. That's it. You call this crowded?
You just can't see them. There's no place this crowded on Earth. Not in the teeming ghettos of the poorest cities. Believe me, if you could see everyone, you'd be overwhelmed.
So there are people here I can't see?
Everywhere.
Can they see us?
Only when we're inside stars. That's the only time we can see each other. Or the only time we're visible to each other, I should say.
Are we in stars?
No. They make a special exception for us official greeters, so we can tell you how it works. Oh, don't make it any more difficult than it is. I've been here a long time. It didn't used to be this way. When I arrived, there was lots of room. It was like the summer of love. Everyone was naked. It was so much fun. It really was. There was music and laughter. It was really heavenly. No one needed a greeter, but it's changed.
Whose idea was that, to change it?
Well, not my sister's, that's for sure. There were people who should never have been allowed in, if you ask me, who caused a problem. You know, the talk show hosts. Spare me.
Politics in heaven?
They said we were being too free, as if that should be a problem. Always thought that was what it was all about, being free, like a butterfly. But my sister hates protests, so they reached an agreement, and now we're alone except for stars. And they are extremely crowded. And I don't really like coffee, and that's all they serve.
So they're coffee shops?
Of course.
Where are they? And why don't they have Italian restaurants?
I'll show you when we're finished. There was a scandal or something. I don't pay attention to those things.
Scandals, too? Who would have thought that they'd have a story to work on here?
I know.
But isn't heaven supposed to be infinite? Why isn't there enough room for everyone?
Oh, there might have been if...
If what?
Well, if we had it, well, there was all that titillation. I mean, how could we resist?
You mean?
We overpopulated heaven.
You mean that the people here made babies?
Yes. We literally filled the place up. They were really upset with us. That's really why we aren't visible to each other except in stars. So we won't.
Wow. So if you can't see each other, you can't have sex?
You're not only invisible to each other, but you can't feel each other, which is probably more important.
But it's not against the rules to have sex.
There are no rules.
And no one can see us?
It's just you and me, Harry, in heaven.
Just us?
And you're finally going to know.
Know what?
That you've died and gone to heaven.
Ah, I'll see the sign. What about her? She has to be watching.
Knowing Sis, she's probably holding a special party for her friends. Has us up on the big screen.
Thank you for listening to our second performance of the evening, The Troublemaker. Tonight's cast includes Laura Christensen as She, Dickie Magadoff as Harry, directed by Elsie Ritchie, engineered by Ellen Sugg, with sound effects by Lily Dubois. If you are an author who would like to submit a play or short story that is adaptable to a 25 to 27 minute format, please email your work to scratchedup@kkrn.org. Thank you for listening to community-supported KKRN 88.5 FM. We are listener-supported and volunteer-staffed. To help keep us on the air, you can donate at our website, kkrn.org, or by mail to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. Please stay tuned for Archaic Radio coming up next.